This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I will praise you in the morning, to the sunset in the evening. I will praise you. I will praise you.
Dear sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's so nice to see all of you here today, and I'm sure most of you have never seen me without hijab on, so it's probably a bit of a shock, you know, walking into people and you're like, I know that person, I know her. But, and so it reminded me of how we're going to feel, inshallah, when we enter Jannah. My sisters, can you imagine that day? Just imagine when we see each other in Jannah and we look at each other like, it's you! You know, and we're going to be wearing and we're going to be looking the best that anyone could ever imagine. In fact, we can't imagine. So I think for me, days like this remind me of that day when we, inshallah, will be united together in Jannah. In a gathering even better than this. So, another thing that I think on days like this that we should think about is the blessings that Allah has given us. And so I'm going to remind us all of the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, and that is the blessing of Iman, the blessing of Islam, and the gifts that Islam has given us. So what are the gifts that Islam has given us? I have distilled the gifts into five key gifts that Islam has given us. And I'm going to go through them right now. Gift number one. And I really want you to appreciate these, because sometimes, you know, as Muslims, we forget that these things are really big deal, you know? And sometimes, certainly when you talk to somebody who embraces Islam, that you realize, yeah, that's a really amazing thing. That's a really beautiful gift and a beautiful blessing that Allah has given me. So the first gift that Allah gave us was, through Islam, is a direct relationship with our Creator. A direct relationship with our Creator. We don't need any intermediary. You know, people are walking around lost. People don't know what the purpose of their life is. People are buying books, that, you know, self-help books, to help them to live a disciplined life. And that's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us already through Islam. We have a direct relationship with Allah. That means that no matter who we are and where we are, we can always call upon Allah. We can always connect with Him. No matter how much you have sinned, my sisters, you can always turn to Allah, because His door is never closed. The second gift that Islam gave to us as women is a healthy relationship with men. A healthy relationship with men. Because, you know, I was sitting at a wedding with one of my friends who's a new Muslim, and we were all dressed up, and it was like the first time she'd been to a Muslim wedding, I think. And she was sitting there marveling at how beautiful everyone looked. Obviously, it was women's only. We were in the women's section. And she said, you know, it reminds me of when I was not a Muslim. And I used to go to parties with my ex-husband. And she said, and the only way I can describe what those environments were like is toxic. She said they were toxic environments because there was alcohol. You know, there were men and women intermingling with each other. And I always had this feeling that my husband was, you know, I kept an eye on my husband to make sure that no one was flirting with him. But then again, I was also flirting with men, right? And she said, we have this kind of understanding that it was okay to do that. And she said, I never had a relationship with women like I do now that I'm a Muslim. I never had that love and sisterhood that I have until I became a Muslim. So a healthy relationship with men, what else does that mean? It also means we don't see men as the enemy. We don't see life as a competition between men and women, right? We see each other as complementary to one another. We have a certain system that works, that supports the family, that helps families run well. And that's something that Islam gave us. It's not something that the wider society appreciates or acknowledges. The third gift that Islam gave to us as women is the freedom to embrace our femininity and our womanhood fully. So again, because we're not in competition with men, because we know that what we are as women is valuable as it is. You know, we don't need to prove ourselves by competing with them. It means that we get to appreciate being a woman. And it's okay to be a woman. It's okay to not feel good when you're, you know, when it's the time of the month. It's okay, you don't have to be a superwoman. Because that's something that Allah gave you, and you're within your right to not feel up to doing certain things, for example. It's okay when you have children for you to focus and look after those children. Nobody is asking you in Islam to become the breadwinner, okay? Because Islam recognizes that your role is valuable in and of itself. It's difficult and it's valuable, and it's something that Islam frees you from having to worry about. The fourth gift that Islam gave to us as women is a community designed to serve us from the cradle to the grave. What do I mean by that? I mean by that that as a Muslim girl, when you are born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people in the Quran, He tells people to honor girls and not to harm them as people in the past used to. So Allah has placed that protection for us in the Quran. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it the duty of your father to be your provider. And then when you get married, He made it the duty of your husband to be the one who is responsible for you. And then in old age, He made it the duty of your children, especially your sons. And even if you don't have children, in an Islamic system, the men of the community, it falls on them to have the responsibility to take care of the women. And that's a gift that Islam gave to us as women. The fifth gift that Islam gave to us as women is a global family and a sisterhood like no other. A global family and a sisterhood like no other. I mentioned my friend, she said that she'd never experienced love and friendship between her and other women the way she did once she became a Muslim. We have an amazing sisterhood, such that I've travelled to Palestine, I've been with American families in Egypt, and I've been to all sorts of places, and I knew as soon as I arrived in those places, if I could find a Muslim, I would find somewhere to stay, I would find somewhere to eat, and I would find someone who wants the best for me. And that's a blessing that most people in the world cannot say that they have automatically in the way that we do. So why is it important for us to know the gifts that Islam gave us, my sisters? It's important because if you don't know what you have, then you can't give. If you don't know how precious Islam is, then how are we in this society and in the communities that we live in going to be beacons of light who see ourselves as agents of change, who see ourselves as positive figures in the community if we don't recognize the blessing that we have? And that is exactly what our duty is, my sisters. Recognize the blessing that we have and then share it. Share it with the people around you, in your community. It's important because there are people, my sisters, who are trying to dissuade you and to demoralize you because they know how powerful you are, my sisters. They know that women, we are the makers of culture. If you want to change a society, you can influence the women in a certain way, then you've influenced and you've changed the next generation. Because they're the ones who raise the next generation. They're the most influential people on the next generation. That's why it's important. So what do you need to do, my sisters? What do we need to do? Once we've recognized the gifts that Islam gave us, and I'm sure you can articulate many other gifts. I just distilled them into 5 major gifts. What we need to do is to embrace Islam fully, to enter into Islam fully. Stop sitting on the fence. Whatever it is that you're finding difficult, realize that Allah is greater. Allah can make it easy for you. Whatever challenge it is, make dua to Allah that He makes it easy for you to overcome that. But make your intention to enter into Islam fully. Don't be a halfway house Muslim. Beware of the narratives that we as women are being encouraged to adopt in society. The narratives of the battle of the sexes, right? Constantly being at war with our own men. The narratives of moderate Muslims versus so-called extremists. The narrative of racial divisions, right? Racial divisions. We are one ummah. We are one ummah. The narratives of nationalism, even within our own communities. You know, subhanAllah, my family's from India. And my kids were watching TV and they saw the news that whatever is going on between India and Pakistan. And they seem to just think, well, we're Indian, so we must be supporting the Indian side, right? And I had to clarify to them, no, it doesn't work like that, you know. We stand for justice, and we stand with our brothers and sisters, wherever they are. We stand for justice, and we stand with our brothers and sisters, wherever they are. We don't believe in nationalism of that kind. What you also need to do, my sisters, is teach the next generation about those gifts. Make sure that they can articulate the gifts that Islam gave to us as women. Because when they go out into the world and when they hear certain things being said against Islam, you know, they're not going to have the resilience to be able to resist that unless you at home are teaching them the counter-narrative, are teaching them the gifts that maybe they're not noticing. Why do we need to do this? Because we, my sisters, want to be tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for the sake of the ummah, for the betterment of the ummah. We're here today, yes, we're all dressed up and, you know, we're having fun, but the real reason why we're here today is because we care about our sisters. We care about the children. We may not even know them, but we care about them because they're our sisters. We care about those children because they are our children. We want to be tools for the ummah, not tools that are used against the ummah. And because we are the ones who will pass the baton on to the next generation. And we'll have the opportunity in doing that, or through doing that, to leave the world a little bit better than how we found it. So, I'll round up, my sisters. The 5 gifts I mentioned, the gift of a direct relationship with our Creator, the gift of a healthy relationship with men, the gift of the freedom to be women and to embrace our femininity, the gift of a community designed to protect and serve us from the cradle to the grave, and the gift of a global family and sisterhood like no other. My sisters, be proud daughters of Islam. Tell yourself when you look in the mirror that my mother is Aisha, who is a model of knowledge. My mother was Khadija, who was of support. My mother is Fatima, who was an example of powerful patience and perseverance. My aunt is Asma, a determined, strong woman. Never forget who you are, my sisters, and never forget the gifts that Islam gave you and me. And with that, I will finish. I hope you enjoy your evening. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Takbir! That was such a profound message, mashallah. This is about us. Allah has honored us. We are such great women and we have great role models. SubhanAllah. That is amazing, mashallah.
I will praise you and I was born to praise you. I was born to